Morning, Rose. A Border Patrol member shot an armed individual in Minneapolis on Saturday. Minneapolis officials have since identified the individual as a 37-year-old man who is a resident of Minneapolis and is believed to be a U.S. citizen. He was declared dead at the hospital. The Department of Homeland Security says the suspect was armed with a gun and two magazines. U.S. Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino shares an image with the press of the suspect. DHS agents were pursuing in Minneapolis on Saturday.
That is Jose Huerta Chuma, whose criminal history includes domestic assault to intentionally inflict bodily harm, disorderly conduct, and driving without a valid license.
Winter weather can upend even the best laid travel plans, but one less thing to worry about is losing money if your flight is canceled. U.S. airlines are required to provide refunds. A monster storm started to wreak havoc Saturday across parts of the country with 12,000 weekend flights and counting canceled. Using an airline app to make sure your flight is still on before heading to the airport can help, but there may be a massive storm brewing across the country, but that's not stopping the annual meeting of the American Meteorological Society.
Here in Houston, a cold, steady rain is greeting hundreds of meteorologists who are trying to escape much more brutal weather elsewhere for a weather conference. But the driving rain is cold. It's 41 degrees. It feels like 33. And downtown Houston is deserted. Restaurants that say they're open aren't because of the weather. I'm Seth Borenstein.
Ukrainian President Zelensky said trilateral talks with Russia are underway. This is SRN News. Do you trust your pastor?
A lot of Americans do not. According to the latest Gallup poll, only 27% of respondents say they believe that clergymen possess a high degree of honesty and will behave in an ethical fashion. An avalanche of pastors getting in very public trouble over the past few years has almost certainly contributed to the low score that the profession receives. However, clergymen did beat out bankers, CEOs, and members of Congress in the poll. Michael Harrington reporting.
YouTube is updating its guidelines for videos containing content that advertisers define as controversial, allowing more creators to earn full and revenue when they tackle sensitive issues in a non-graphic way. With the update that went into effect this month, YouTube videos that dramatize or cover issues including abortion, domestic abuse, self-harm, suicide, without graphic descriptions or imagery are now eligible for full money. This is SRN News. The latest figures show that the U.S. economic growth is being fueled by strong consumer spending.
The Commerce Department says the economy grew at the fastest pace in 2 years from July through September. Those numbers are being touted by the White House as evidence that President Trump's economic policies are working. Analysts say that wealthier Americans are spending more, while lower-income households struggle with high prices. Despite the economic boom, job creation is low and the labor market remains tight. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Heavy snow and rainfall over the past 3 days have killed more than 60 people and injured over 100 across Afghanistan. The country's disaster management authority says as authorities in the impoverished country struggle to open roads and gain access to cut off villages. More details at srnnews.com.